3 p.m. Tickets at lead.ku.edu.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or kindly ask your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Up next on Morning Edition, latest news from NPR and the KPR Newsroom. It's 6 o'clock.
Good morning. The federal government
is significantly more likely to survive than patients who hadn't gotten a COVID shot. The researchers say the COVID vaccines appear to help rev up the immune system to battle cancer. But more research is needed to explore how the COVID vaccines might help cancer patients. Rob Stein, NPR News.
This is NPR.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. A man has been arrested after he allegedly tried to set a Wichita apartment building on fire. Firefighters responded early Sunday to a fire at the building in the 1200 block of Pershing Avenue. They quickly extinguished the blaze, which injured one person. Police later arrested a 52-year-old man for allegedly starting the fire. The investigation is ongoing. A new study shows most Kansas voters oppose federal funding cuts for weather and climate research. As Kaylin Moore reports, that's despite support from Republicans in Congress.
In Republican-led Kansas, almost 80% of voters oppose staffing and funding cuts to programs like the National Weather Service and National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. Those programs are important for monitoring drought and severe weather like wildfires and tornadoes. Pamatha Weirasinghe is with Knowledge for a Competitive America, a group that conducted the study and advocates for funding scientific research. He says the survey was conducted in states with key industries like agriculture.
It provided a great measuring stick for understanding the level of importance for Americans across the political spectrum on funding for scientific research.
Weirasinghe says the group hopes the data will lead policymakers to restore funding for science. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Kaylin Moore in Liberal.
Kansas State University has brought back its bachelor's degree in nuclear engineering. K-State had one of the country's first nuclear engineering programs, started in the 1950s. By the 1990s, student interest in nuclear careers waned, perhaps because of changing attitudes after incidents like Three Mile Island. K-State discontinued the major, but advances in nuclear technology have student interest growing. Here's K-State professor Amir Bahadori.
Certainly the attention paid to nuclear by AI and tech companies, we think, is having a role in that. Students are also interested in non-power applications of nuclear and radiological technologies.
The nuclear engineering major restarted this semester. More than 50 students have signed up so far. A man from Olathe is believed to be the oldest person ever to hike to the South Base Camp on Mount Everest. David McClung is 82. He and his son Dennis made the trek in 8 days, arriving yesterday. The South Base Camp at 17,598 feet is the starting point for climbers attempting to summit the mountain. Just getting to the base camp requires one of the most demanding hikes in the world. Weather forecast for today, sunny skies with high temperatures near 74 degrees. It'll be breezy, though, winds out of the south, 15 to 20 miles an hour, becoming northwest in the afternoon. We could see gusts as high as 35 miles an hour. Tonight, clear skies with a low around 46. Tomorrow, sunny with a high near 64. Right now in Lawrence, clear skies, 51 degrees. Topeka, windy, 52 degrees. The time is 6:07.
Support for NPR comes
of rioters who attacked the Capitol on January 6th.
All of a sudden now, after all these issues where they have been, frankly, insulting to the members of the Capitol Police, now they're going to say, oh, well, we really care about them.
Here's Gaynor.
One of the skill sets we require of police officers is your ability to remember, because you're good witnesses. So your memory doesn't get erased, but what you try to do is reset the clock.
Last week, I asked a group of officers if they were doing okay. For now, one of them told me. Give it a month, he said. Maybe not. Sam Greenglass, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR News.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through research, economic development, and education. Information about KU programs and initiatives is at ku.edu.
This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Matthew Algio. Glad you're with us. Coming up on Morning Edition, economists worry about the long-term effects of President Trump's tariffs.
They really undercut the efficiency that we have as a result of international trade, right? And we're still only beginning to see the economic impact of these tariffs.
Steep tariffs on goods from India have made the festival of Diwali especially expensive this year for those celebrating in the U.S. We'll hear more in about 15 minutes. Weather forecast for today, sunny skies, highs this afternoon near 74 degrees. Will be breezy, though. Winds out of the south, 15 to 20 miles an hour. Could see gusts up to 35 miles an hour. Tonight, clear and cool, lows around 46. Tomorrow, sunny with a high near 64 degrees. In Lawrence right now, clear skies, 52. Topeka, windy, 52. Junction City, windy and 55 degrees.
I'm James Menendez, host of BBC NewsHour. Today, what pushed Donald Trump away from Russia and closer to Ukraine? We'll hear how Vladimir Putin's history lecture at the Alaska summit may have been a turning point. Also, the Hollywood star Reese Witherspoon on writing her first novel.
BBC NewsHour begins at 9 o'clock right after Morning Edition on KPR2. It's 6:21.
Support for NPR 988, the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. This is NPR News.
A new artificial intelligence platform called Sora 2 lets users create fake videos and audio. It can fabricate anything, like this video of Mr. Rogers greeting Tupac, which obviously never happened.
Welcome, neighbor. I'm so glad you could stop by.
Appreciate you having me, Mr. Rogers.
Please, have a seat. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
Why Hollywood is sounding the alarm on All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered begins at 3 o'clock this afternoon with your host, Laura Lorson, right here on Kansas Public Radio. Up next on Morning Edition, the latest news from NPR, latest news from the KPR newsroom, including a report from this weekend's No Kings demonstrations in Lawrence. Weather forecast for today, sunny skies, highs near 74 degrees. In Lawrence right now, clear skies, 52. The time is 6:30.
With jewels once owned by the Emperor Napoleon, Christopher Marinello is the CEO and founder of Art Recovery International. He says it's important the jewels be found quickly.
The way they hide it is by breaking up those jewels, by recutting those stones, by melting down the precious metals and making them completely unintelligible. You won't be able to locate them or use them as evidence.
This is NPR News in Washington.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. Thousands of Kansans turned out this weekend for No Kings demonstrations across the state. Kay McIntyre has this report from Saturday's protest in Lawrence.
People are streaming into Watson Park in Lawrence. They're chanting, singing, and holding signs like No Kings, Pro-America, Pro-Democracy, Love America Day. This is what America looks like.
My sign says Grandmother for Democracy. My name is Marianne Henry. I'm from Baldwin, Kansas. We are in a dictatorship and not a democracy. I'm not paid. I'm not an actor. I am for democracy. I mean, people are here because they love America. That is why we are here. And we want America preserved.
My name is Dale Denning. I'm from Lawrence, Kansas.
And why are you here today?
I'm here because I can't stand what's happening to our country, and we are repeating history and establishing fascism in our country right in front of our eyes. Nothing new here, and we're letting it happen, and I will not be silent anymore.
My name is Karen Miriam Goldberg, and I'm from Lawrence, Kansas.
I'm here because so much is happening that is against democracy, that is against the Constitution, that goes against the deepest values that all of us hold dear, that is destroying freedom and liberty.
That report prepared by KPR's Kay McIntyre. The Kansas City Chiefs notched their first regular season shutout since 2011 with a 31-0 victory over the Raiders yesterday. Greg Eklund has more.
Wide receiver Rashee Rice caught two touchdown passes in the first half during his season debut. Rice came back from a six-game NFL suspension as a result of his involvement in a multi-vehicle crash last year in Dallas, Texas. He says he's happy to be playing again.
You don't really notice how much you love someone until it's gone or possibly could be gone. I was able to get a glimpse of that, and, you know, I don't ever want to feel that again.
After his first touchdown, Rice punted the ball into the stands, which will likely draw a fine from the NFL office. But his touchdowns helped the Chiefs raise their record this season to 4-3. I'm Greg Eklund.
This is Morning Edition on KPR at 6:34.
Support for NPR comes from this station.
Even while feeling the effects of these tariffs. For NPR News, I'm Vahini Shori in Birmingham.
This is NPR News.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Times, an online news publication covering Lawrence and Douglas counties since 2021, with a goal of maintaining open news access for all. News and more at lawrencekstimes.com.
From the University of Kansas, you're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 Emporia, and online at kansaspublicradio.org. Coming up on Morning Edition, one of the most celebrated directors of the past half century, Martin Scorsese, is the subject of a new multi-part documentary. We'll hear more about it in 10 minutes. Beautiful morning, clear skies, cool temperatures, a bit windy though. Weather forecast for today calls for sunny skies with highs near 74 degrees, but it will be breezy, winds out of the south 15 to 20 miles an hour with gusts up to 35 miles an hour. Tonight, clear skies, low around 46. Tomorrow, sunny with a high near 64. In Lawrence right now, clear 52. Topeka, windy 52 degrees. Atchison, clear and 51. The time is 6:44.
Every day, NPR goes straight to the news source, whether we're tapping the knowledge of NPR
schools, both nationally and in Florida. For NPR News, I'm Carrie Sheridan in Sarasota.
This is NPR News.
Support for KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics. Senior archivist Sarah Gard moderates Why the Armenian Genocide Still Matters with Alice Kelly Keehan and Michael Bobelion. October 21st at 7 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org.
From the University of Kansas, you're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. Glad you're with us. Coming up in 10 minutes, the latest news from NPR and from the KPR newsroom. Coming up on the Classical Morning Show with your classical friend Cordelia today, it's a Monday morning with Mahler. Since the KC Symphony is doing Mahler's 7th Symphony in about a month, we will learn this mysterious thing as part of our musical education. All you have to do is listen. A little after 9:30, the opening movement is about 24 minutes long. We'll hear that. Also, music for the Royal Fireworks, Mozart's little-known 24th Symphony, and a Bach Fantasy and Fugue on harpsichord. All that on the Classical Morning Show. If you're listening to KPR2, coming up at 9, it's news from the BBC. Clear and cool outside right now. Forecast for today, sunny skies, highs near 74 degrees. It will be breezy. Winds 15 to 20 miles an hour with gusts as high as 35 miles an hour. Tonight, clear skies, lows around 46. Tomorrow, sunny with a high near 64 degrees. In Lawrence, clear skies, 52 degrees right now. Topeka, windy and 52. It's 9 minutes before 7.
A royal Montana Christmas.
Look, I understand how impractical this is. I looked up your country. It is very, very far away. What if we tried?
I mean, a little bit predictable. They lean towards the predictable. That's what fans love.
And they get 2.5 months of them. All right. It's Morning Edition for NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Leila Fadel.
Support for KPR comes from the Hall Center, presenting Haunting Humanities on Wednesday, October 29th at 5:30 p.m. at Abe and Jake's Landing in Lawrence. Open to the public. Details at hallcenter.ku.edu.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, and you can listen online anytime at kansaspublicradio.org. Up next on Morning Edition, the latest news from NPR and the KPR newsroom. Forecast for today, sunny skies, high near 74 degrees. More details coming right up. It's 7 o'clock.
Good morning, Israel.
Stop buying Russian oil. His comments came after India's government denied that the prime minister had promised to stop the oil purchases. NPR's Dia Hadid has more.
Washington imposed 25% tariffs on India in August and then doubled them, accusing India of fueling Russia's war in Ukraine through its large oil purchases. But last week, Trump told reporters that the Indian Prime Minister had agreed to stop purchasing Russian oil. The Indian Foreign Ministry said they were unaware of any conversation between the Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Trump. When he was asked about the Indian Foreign Ministry's denials, Trump said in audio shared by Reuters,
"Then they'll just continue to pay massive tariffs."
The 50% tariffs are crippling some of India's most labor-intensive industries. Dia Hadid, NPR News, Seoul.
You're listening to NPR News from Washington.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. A man has been arrested after he allegedly tried to set a Wichita apartment building on fire. Firefighters responded early Sunday to a fire at the building in the 1200 block of Pershing Avenue. They quickly extinguished the blaze, which injured one person. Police later arrested a 52-year-old man for allegedly starting the fire. The investigation is ongoing. A new study shows most Kansas voters oppose federal funding cuts for weather and climate research. Kaylin Moore reports.
In Kansas, almost 80% of voters oppose staffing and funding cuts to programs like the National Weather Service and National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. Those programs are important for monitoring drought and severe weather like wildfires and tornadoes. Pamatha Weirasinghe is with Knowledge for a Competitive America, a group that conducted the study and advocates for funding scientific research. He says the survey was conducted in states with key
in the political spectrum on funding for scientific research.
Weirasinghe says the group hopes the data will lead policymakers to restore funding for science. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Kaylin Moore in Liberal.
Kansas State University has brought back its bachelor's degree in nuclear engineering. K-State had one of the country's first nuclear engineering programs, started in the 1950s. By the 1990s, though, student interest in nuclear careers waned, perhaps because of changing attitudes after incidents like Three Mile Island. K-State discontinued the major, but advances in nuclear technology have student interest growing. Here's K-State professor Amir Bahadori.
Certainly the attention paid to nuclear by AI and tech companies, we think, is having a role in that. Students are also interested in non-power applications of nuclear and radiological technologies.
The nuclear engineering major restarted this semester. More than 50 students have signed up so far. A man from Olathe is believed to be the oldest person ever to hike to the South Base Camp on Mount Everest. David McClung is 82. He and his son Dennis made the trek in 8 days, arriving yesterday. The South Base Camp at 17,598 feet is the starting point for climbers attempting to summit the mountain. Just getting to the base camp requires one of the most demanding hikes in the world through steep and rocky terrain and often in harsh weather conditions. No harsh weather conditions for us today. In fact, it looks like a beautiful autumn day. A little breezy, though. Forecast calls for sunny skies, high temperatures near 74 degrees, winds out of the south 15 to 20 miles an hour with gusts up to 35 miles an hour. Tonight, clear skies, chilly, lows overnight around 46. Tomorrow looks beautiful. Sunny skies with a high near 64 degrees. No rain in the forecast until Friday right now. In Lawrence, we have clear skies, 52 degrees. The time is 7 minutes after 7.
Support for NPR.
This is NPR News.
Support for KPR comes from Peasley Tech in Lawrence, Kansas. The Peasley Promise offers debt-free career training for local high school students and low-income Douglas County residents. Details and donation information at peasleytech.org/peasleypromise.
From the University of Kansas, you're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. Good morning and welcome to Morning Edition. Coming up in the next half hour, Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson told ABC News the U.S. military's deadly attacks on Venezuelan boats are justified.
You take out one boat full of fentanyl, you save hundreds of thousands of American lives. It was the leading cause of death for Americans aged 18 to 49 during the Biden administration.
But the White House has yet to show proof that the boats were carrying illegal drugs. We'll hear more in about 15 minutes. Forecast for today, sunny skies, high temperatures near 74 degrees, a bit breezy. Winds out of the south 15 to 20 miles an hour, becoming northwest in the afternoon. We could see gusts up to 35 miles an hour. Tonight, clear skies, low around 46. Tomorrow looks nice, sunny skies, highs near 64. In Lawrence at the moment, clear skies, 52 degrees, Topeka windy and 53.
I'm Celia Hatton, host of BBC NewsHour. Today, a groundbreaking eye treatment allows some blind people to see again. Surgeons say it's astounding. Gaza's shaky ceasefire, plus China's top communists are meeting days after a major corruption purge.
BBC NewsHour begins at 9 o'clock on KPR2. It's 7:21.
Support for NPR. This is NPR News.
A new artificial intelligence platform called Sora 2 lets users create fake videos and audio. It can fabricate anything, like this video of Mr. Rogers greeting Tupac, which obviously never happened.
Welcome, neighbor. I'm so glad you could stop by.
Appreciate you having me, Mr. Rogers.
Please, have a seat. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
Why Hollywood is sounding the alarm on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Join us for All Things Considered. It begins at 3 o'clock this afternoon with your host, Laura Lorson, right here on Kansas Public Radio. Up next on KPR's Morning Edition, latest news from NPR and from the KPR newsroom. Forecast for today, sunny skies, highs near 74. Could be windy, could see gusts up to 35 miles an hour. Right now in Lawrence, clear, 52 degrees. It's 7:30.
Not to sell long-range Tomahawk missiles to Ukraine to fight the Russian invasion. He delayed the sale after speaking with Russian President Vladimir Putin last week. Vance says the U.S. should hold back for now.
As with all the decisions that he's made related to Russia-Ukraine, he's trying to bring peace because he thinks that's what's in America's best interest. If he thinks that it's in America's best interest to sell additional weapons to Europe, he will do that. But right now he hasn't made that decision with regards to Tomahawks.
President Trump said last night the U.S. will raise tariffs on Colombia and stop all payments to the South American nation. He says that country is complicit in the illicit drug trade. He calls President Gustavo Petro an illegal drug leader. Colombia's foreign ministry called Trump's comments offensive. This is NPR News in Washington.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. Thousands of Kansans turned out for No Kings demonstrations across the state on Saturday. Protests against the Trump administration and a wide range of its policies took place in dozens of Kansas cities and towns, including Topeka, Emporia, Kansas City, Salina, and Wichita. About 1,000 people turned out to demonstrate in Lawrence, including Mary Ann Henry of Baldwin.
I'm not paid. I'm not an actor. I am for democracy. I mean, people are here because they love America. That is why we are here. And we want America preserved.
Turnout was heavy at thousands of protests across the country. This follows similar No Kings demonstrations in June and on President's Day. Kansas State University has brought back a trailblazing nuclear engineering program. Celia Yopis-Jepson reports.
K-State launched one of the country's first nuclear engineering programs in the 1950s. By the 90s, student interest had waned. K-State kept its graduate program but discontinued the bachelor's degree. With the rise of advanced nuclear technology, students today are again showing strong interest. So K-State relaunched the major this fall, and more than 50 students have signed up. Here's Professor Amir Bahadori.
So we're starting to see even high school students reach out to our college asking for tours of our building and the reactor.
K-State has a reactor it uses for research and teaching. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Celia Yopis-Jepson.
A new study shows most Kansas voters oppose federal funding cuts for weather and climate research. Almost 80% of voters polled oppose staffing and funding cuts to programs like the National Weather Service and the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. Those programs are important for monitoring drought and severe weather, like wildfires and tornadoes. The group Knowledge for a Competitive America conducted the survey in states with key industries like agriculture. Advocates hope the data will lead policymakers to restore funding for those programs. Forecast for today, sunny skies, high temperatures this afternoon near 74 degrees. Will be breezy south winds 15 to 20 miles an hour with gusts up to 35. Tonight, clear with a low around 46. Tomorrow, sunny with a high near 64. It's 7:34.
Support for NPR comes from...
Thank you.
This is NPR News.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming Matthew Morrison, known for his role in the TV series Glee, performing his Rhythms and Revelations concert Wednesday, October 22nd, 7:30 p.m. Tickets at lead.ku.edu.
From the University of Kansas, this is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. Still ahead on Morning Edition, the U.S. dollar edged a little higher this morning after weakening over the past week against other major currencies. But still, it's down more than 10% since mid-January. What is the deal with weakness in the greenback? Marketplace Morning Report has some answers in about 10 minutes.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Farmers Market, with over 70 small businesses and farmers bringing produce, meats, and more from vendors within 50 miles of Lawrence. Saturday mornings, 824 New Hampshire, rain or shine.
Weather forecast for today calls for sunny skies with a high near 74 degrees. A little breezy, winds 15 to 20 miles an hour with gusts up to 35. Right now in Lawrence, clear skies, sun just coming out. It's 52 degrees. The time is 7:44.
Hey, it's A. Martinez. Checking the news these days.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Leila Faudin.
And I'm Steve Inske.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, creating the future one discovery at a time. Information about KU programs and research is at ku.edu.
From the University of Kansas, this is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 Emporia, and online at kansaspublicradio.org. In 10 minutes, we'll get the latest news from NPR and from the KPR newsroom. Here on KPR, you hear more than sound bites. You hear civil conversation about the issues. KPR provides high-quality news and information that you use to stay informed in our changing world. We can only do this through membership support. You are the essential ingredient in the rich blend of news, entertainment, and connection that is KPR. Give now at kansaspublicradio.org, and thanks.
Support for KPR comes from the Hall Center presenting Haunting Humanities on Wednesday, October 29th at 5:30 p.m. at Abe and Jake's Landing in Lawrence, open to the public. Details at hallcenter.ku.edu.
Weather forecast for today, sunny skies, highs this afternoon near 74 degrees, still about 6 degrees above average for this date. It'll be breezy, winds out of the south 15 to 20 miles an hour, gusts up to 35 miles an hour. Tonight, clear skies with a low around 46. Tomorrow, sunny, little cooler, highs tomorrow, more seasonable, near 64 degrees. No rain in the forecast until Friday. Lawrence right now, sunny, 52 degrees, Topeka, windy, 53 degrees, Junction City's windy and 56, it's 9 minutes before 8.
Are selling their perfume and beauty business to L'Oreal for $4.7 billion. The France-based holding company that owns Gucci is the seller. It's called Kering with a K, and it also owns Yves Saint Laurent, Maui Jim, Alexander McQueen, and Creed. Now, if you use Irish Spring as your scent, that is not affected by this deal. In Los Angeles, I'm David Brancaccio. It's the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming Matthew Morrison, known for his role in the TV series Glee, performing his Rhythms and Revelations concert Wednesday, October 22nd, 7:30 p.m. Tickets at lead.ku.edu.
Serving you since 1952, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR in Atchison 89.9, and K258BT in Manhattan at 99.5. Up next on Morning Edition, latest news from NPR and KPR, it's 8 o'clock.
Good morning.
To disarm entirely, Stephen Farrell is with the international think tank Chatham House in London. He says Hamas is unlikely to lay down weapons because members are fighting other Palestinian factions and even other members of Hamas.
I spoke to somebody in Gaza a couple of days ago, and he was saying everybody talks about taking the weapons away from Hamas. But it is actually the weapons in the hands of lots of different groups that people are worried about. There's genuine fear of a civil war.
He spoke to NPR's Morning Edition. You're listening to NPR.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. A man has been arrested after he allegedly tried to set a Wichita apartment building on fire. Firefighters responded early Sunday to a fire at the building in the 1200 block of Pershing Avenue. They quickly extinguished the blaze, which injured one person. Police later arrested a 52-year-old man for allegedly starting the fire. The investigation is ongoing. A new study shows most Kansas voters oppose federal funding cuts for weather and climate research. Kaylin Moore reports.
In Kansas, almost 80% of voters oppose staffing and funding cuts to programs like the National Weather Service and National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. Those programs are important for monitoring drought and severe weather like wildfires and tornadoes. Pamatha Weirasinghe is with Knowledge for a Competitive America, a group that conducted the study and advocates for funding scientific research. He says the survey was conducted in states with key industries like agriculture.
it provided a great measuring stick for understanding the level of importance for Americans across the political spectrum on funding for scientific research.
Weerasinghe says the group hopes the data will lead policymakers to restore funding for science. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Kalen Moore in Liberal.
Kansas State University has brought back its bachelor's degree in nuclear engineering. K-State had one of the country's first nuclear engineering programs, started in the 1950s. But by the 1990s, student interest in nuclear careers waned, perhaps because of changing attitudes after incidents like Three Mile Island. K-State discontinued the major, but advances in nuclear technology have student interest growing again. Here's K-State professor Amir Bahadori.
Certainly the attention paid to nuclear by AI and tech companies, we think, is having a role in that. Students are also interested in non-power applications of nuclear and radiological technologies.
The nuclear engineering major restarted this semester. More than 50 students have signed up so far. A man from Olathe is believed to be the oldest person ever to hike to the South Base Camp on Mount Everest. David McClung is 82. He and his son Dennis made the trek in 8 days, arriving yesterday. The South Base Camp at 17,598 feet is the starting point for climbers attempting to summit the mountain. Just getting to the base camp requires one of the most demanding hikes in the world through steep and rocky terrain. WDAF reports McClung is a Vietnam vet who has hiked on all seven continents. Good hiking weather today. Sunny skies, high temperatures this afternoon near 74 degrees. Hold on to your hats, though. A little windy. We'll have winds 15 to 20 miles an hour with gusts up to 35 miles an hour. Tonight, clear with a low around 46. Tomorrow, nice, sunny with a high near 64. Right now in Lawrence, sunny skies, 52 degrees. Topeka, windy, 53 degrees. The time is 7 minutes after 8.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations.
Police officers is your ability to remember because you're good witnesses. So your memory doesn't get erased, but what you try to do is reset the clock.
Last week, I asked a group of officers if they were doing okay. For now, one of them told me. Give it a month, he said. Maybe not. Sam Greenglass, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. Glad you're with us. Coming up in 10 minutes, the latest news from NPR and the KPR newsroom. In the next half hour, economists worry about the long-term effects of President Trump's tariffs.
They really undercut the efficiency that we have as a result of international trade, right? And we're still only beginning to see the economic impact of these tariffs.
Steep tariffs on goods from India have made the festival of Diwali extremely expensive this year for those who celebrate in the U.S. Details in about 15 minutes. Coming up on the Classical Morning Show with your classical friend Cordelia, it is a Monday morning with Mahler. Since the KC Symphony is doing Mahler's 7th Symphony in about a month, we'll take a little time to learn this mysterious piece as a part of our musical studying. All you have to do is listen a little after 9:30 for the opening movement, which is about 24 minutes long. Also, Cordelia will have music for the Royal Fireworks, Mozart's little-known 24th Symphony, and a Bach Fantasy and Fugue on harpsichord. Lots of good music coming up on the Classical Morning Show from 9 till noon. If you're listening to KPR2, coming up at 9, it's news from the BBC. Forecast for today, sunny skies, highs this afternoon near 74 degrees. It'll be breezy, winds 15 to 20 miles an hour with gusts up to 35. Tonight, clear with a low around 46. Tomorrow, sunny with a high near 64. It's 8:21.
Support for NPR. Nobody's Girl is out this week. It's Virginia Roberts' Giuffre's story. If you or someone you know may be considering suicide or is in crisis, Call or text 988, the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. This is NPR News.
A new artificial intelligence platform called Sora 2 lets users create fake videos and audio. It can fabricate anything, like this video of Mr. Rogers greeting Tupac, which obviously never happened.
Welcome, neighbor. I'm so glad you could stop by.
Appreciate you having me, Mr. Rogers.
Please, have a seat. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
Why Hollywood is sounding the alarm on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Hear the story on All Things Considered beginning at 3 o'clock this afternoon right here on Kansas Public Radio. Up next on Morning Edition, latest news from NPR and from the KPR newsroom. Forecast for today, sunny skies, high near 74 degrees. It's 8:30.
I'm Sarah Hosseini in San Francisco.
It's day 20 of the government shutdown, and there's no sign of an end to the stalemate. Democrats are insisting that any bill to reopen must include an extension of the health care subsidies, scheduled to expire at the end of the year. The House is not in session again this week, and the Republican speaker says he won't reconvene until after the government is open. This is NPR News.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. Thousands of Kansans turned out for No Kings demonstrations across the state Saturday. Protests against the Trump administration and a wide range of its policies took place in dozens of Kansas cities and towns, including Topeka, Emporia, Kansas City, Salina, and Wichita. About 1,000 people turned out to demonstrate in Lawrence, including Mary Ann Henry of Baldwin.
I'm not paid. I'm not an actor. I am for democracy. I mean, people are here because they love America. That is why we are here. And we want America preserved.
Turnout was heavy at thousands of protests across the country Saturday. This follows similar No Kings demonstrations earlier this year. Kansas State University has brought back a trailblazing nuclear engineering program. Celia Yopis-Jepson has that story.
K-State launched one of the country's first nuclear engineering programs in the 1950s. By the 90s, student interest had waned. K-State kept its graduate program but discontinued the bachelor's degree. With the rise of advanced nuclear technology, students today are again showing strong interest. So K-State relaunched the major this fall, and more than 50 students have signed up. Here's Professor Amir Bahadori.
So we're starting to see even high school students reach out to our college asking for tours of our building and the reactor.
K-State has a reactor it uses for research and teaching. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Celia Yopis-Jepson.
A new study shows most Kansas voters oppose federal funding cuts for weather and climate research. About 80% of voters polled oppose staffing and funding cuts to programs like the National Weather Service and National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. Those programs are important for monitoring drought and severe weather like wildfires and tornadoes. The group Knowledge for a Competitive America conducted the survey in states with key industries like agriculture. Advocates hope the data will lead policymakers to restore funding for science. Weather forecast for today, sunny skies, highs near 74 degrees. Will be breezy, though, winds 15 to 20 miles an hour with gusts up to 35. Tonight, clear with a low around 46. Tomorrow, sunny with a high near 64. The time is 8:34.
So Diwali time, too. I do everything at home.
In between working two jobs, she's still planning to cook a mountain of food for friends and family this year, even while feeling the effects of these tariffs. For NPR News, I'm Vahini Shori in Birmingham.
This is NPR News.
Support for KPR comes from the Folly Theater, presenting New York-based jazz saxophonist and composer Lakeisha Benjamin on November 1st. Tickets at follytheater.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 90.3 Chanute. Still ahead on Morning Edition, one of the most celebrated directors of the past half century, Martin Scorsese, is the subject of a new multi-part documentary. You know, I met Marty while we were in the same room. It's about 20 years ago. They probably won't talk about that, but maybe they will. We'll hear more in about 10 minutes on Morning Edition. Weather forecast for today, sunny skies, high temperatures near 74 degrees. Breezy, though, south wind 15 to 20 miles an hour, becoming northwest in the afternoon, gusts as high as 35 miles an hour. Tonight, clear with a low around 46. Tomorrow, sunny with a high near 64 degrees. In Lawrence right now, windy 54 degrees. Topeka, windy 54 degrees. Atchison, windy 53 degrees. Everyone knows it's windy. The time is 8:44.
Hi, I'm Mary Louise Kelly. At NPR and this station, we take our democratic role as watchdogs seriously. We hold the powerful to account, and we hold our
Sarasota.
This is NPR News.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight's on Assistance for Immigrants and Refugees, or AIR, a volunteer group sponsoring refugee resettlement in Lawrence and assisting with housing, jobs, social services, and education. Information at AIRefugeesLawrence.org.
This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Coming up in 10 minutes, the latest news from NPR, followed by the Classical Morning Show. Coming up on the Classical Afternoon Show from noon to 3 today in the noon hour, Morton Gould has some Philharmonic waltzes for you, and you'll enjoy a suite called The Sultan, plus Samuel Barber's Violin Concerto. That's all on the Classical Afternoon Show from noon to 3 on KPR. If you're listening to KPR 2, stay tuned for news from the BBC throughout the day. National Weather Service says we can expect sunny skies today with high temperatures this afternoon around 74 degrees. It will be breezy, south wind 15 to 20 miles an hour, becoming northwest in the afternoon. Winds could gust as high as 35 miles an hour. Tonight, clear skies, low around 46. Tomorrow, nice, sunny with a high near 64. In Lawrence right now, windy conditions 54 degrees at 9 minutes before 9.
One-third of Hallmark's revenues come from its investment in the winter holidays. I think it's all you watching these movies, right?
Obviously. And this year, Hallmark began with a series called Mistletoe Murders.
Every charming little town has a dark underbelly, if you know what to look for.
How did you say he died?
I didn't.
A Christmas murder story might be one way to justify a very early start.
Very far away. What if we tried?
I mean, a little bit predictable. They lean towards the predictable. That's what fans love.
And they get 2.5 months of them. All right. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Layla Faldin.
We are live, we are local, we are Kansas Public Radio, serving you since 1952 from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, listen online at kansaspublicradio.org. or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Theater Lawrence, presenting the Rocky Horror Show, showing October 23rd through October 25th. Details at theaterlawrence.com.
As always, thank you for joining us for Morning Edition on this Monday. Do stay tuned. The Classical Morning Show with your classical friend Cordelia is next on KPR2. It's news from the BBC. Another look at the forecast for today. Sunny skies, highs this afternoon near 74 degrees. Will be breezy, though. Winds out of the south 15 to 20 miles an hour, becoming northwest in the afternoon. Could see gusts as high as 35 miles an hour. Tonight, clear skies, low around 46. Winds die down a little bit overnight. Tomorrow looks wonderful. Sunny skies, highs tomorrow near 64. No rain in the forecast until Friday at the earliest. Right now in Lawrence, windy 54 degrees. Topeka, windy 54. It's a minute after 9.
Live from NPR News in Washington.